All right, welcome back to the podcast. My name is Doug, and I am a grateful believer in Jesus, and I am a recovering sex addict. And as you noticed, there was no intro music today. And what this is a bonus episode. This is something completely different outside of our regular podcast. So what's going to happen is we are going to be cataloging some journal entries, and these are mirroring content that's directly taken from the Castamonio website. One of our Castamonio members has started journaling the feelings, the emotions, and the steps he took in recovery. This is a dramatization, and it's his own voice reading these. We are thankful for his time and his dedication to this, and I'm really excited that he agreed to put this on the podcast as well. So twice a month, we'll have separate content from our other podcast that is solely these bonus episodes for our journal entries. So you'll see them by their title. They'll say bonus and then the journal number that they are. I just wanted to give a precursor to these as we move forward so you know what they are and you can expect them as we move forward. I hope these are as important to you as they are to me, and I know you'll enjoy them. And I am thankful for his time again, and enjoy.
I am a sex addict. This is my journal through recovery as it happens. I will give you my own personal insights and thoughts as they occur through every step of my experience. I make no claim of expertise or advanced knowledge. I am on the same path that many have followed. I am seeking guidance, support, wisdom, and prayer. Each episode I will give an unfiltered account of my hopes, prayers, anxieties, fears, and hopefully some learnings as well. I will start practicing rigorous honesty here. I'm terrified about being so transparent with my emotions. As an addict, I'm new at this whole intimacy thing. I hope you find something here that aids you in your own recovery. This journal is part of my recovery, a very important part. Take what you like and leave the rest. Sincerely, a Christian and a sex addict. Discovery. Here's the gist of the text that ended my life as I knew it. Call me right now. I can't believe you lied to me again. It was on a Friday at 3:42 p.m. while I was at work. I was in a meeting and felt my phone vibrate. Sheer panic was a very appropriate descriptor of my emotions as I read that message. Mix in a healthy dose of shame, disgust, self-loathing, and add a bit of self-preservation. How could I mitigate this? And could I lie to cover it up? Only to protect her, of course. Again. Yes, again. So, 9 months ago, I had told her the truth. Well, part of the truth. I told her I was leaving her. I told her that I was seeing someone else and was going to move out. I told her all this by text. I figured that was easier. Well, it was easier for me. Then something remarkable happened. Something I didn't expect. And honestly, that I didn't know how to handle. 2 days later, she told me that she still loved me. I was speechless. I didn't know what to do. I thought I was stuck in my affair and had no other choice. I thought I had to stay in it, and that when my wife found out what I was doing, she would not want me back. But I was wrong. She did. So I ran. I ran back home. I only outran my lying and my addiction for a short time, though. 9 months, to be exact. So here I am, 9 months later. I promised myself I had changed. I got involved in church again. I spent time with my wife. We went on dates. We took a vacation alone together. That was the first time in over 20 years we had done so. I even got baptized. I dove into our marriage. I had stopped. She didn't need to know everything else. That would only cause her hurt and pain. I had truly changed. Only, I hadn't. I reached out again. I reached out to that affair partner. I just wanted to make sure she was okay, that I hadn't damaged her life too much. I swore I was just being thoughtful. I even disguised and hid my contact information from my new phone so she wouldn't know. That wasn't enough. My affair partner wanted to help me in my marriage, so she did what you would expect. She texted my wife. So now here we are, 9 months later. My wife got a text message. I had lied to her and reached out to the affair partner. Only now she wouldn't be lied to again. She was in full anger and panic and close to a nervous breakdown. I could feel it through the phone. I rushed home to find her in shock and tears. The shame was overwhelming. I couldn't breathe. I wish I could say I was ready to come clean and tell her everything. I wasn't. I wanted to lie and lessen it. I wanted to say, "No, that was just a woman you knew about trying to hurt you again. Of course I didn't contact her after I said I wouldn't." I knew quickly I couldn't do that. The affair partner had already told me she was going to send her copies of the messages that I had sent to her. Now I was cornered. I guess this is what bottom feels like. I didn't have any more options for lying, even though my self-preservation tools had kicked in really hard. She wanted me out. I went to a friend's house. At this point, I was panicking. I was having trouble focusing and still trying to find a way out. She saw her counselor the next morning. She wouldn't talk to me. Her counselor texted me with 3 non-negotiable requirements for even continuing a conversation together about our marriage. Number 1, immediately meet with a counselor that she recommends. Number 2, enroll in a 12-step program, like Castamonia. And number 3, full disclosure and polygraph with Dr. Milton Magnus. Okay, a counselor I can handle. Program? I've been to Castamonia before, after the first time. That wasn't for me. I didn't fit in that group. Those guys had issues that I didn't have. At least that's what I told them. Of course I didn't tell them everything. Full disclosure, polygraph, my thoughts were, "Oh God, save me. How do I get around this? How can I manipulate this situation? I'm sure I can change her mind, can I? I had before." Her counselor had recommended full disclosure and a polygraph after the first time, 9 months ago. I had convinced my wife it was too expensive and unnecessary. Of course this was all there was. I hadn't done anything else. I'll go to counseling. We can go to marriage counseling. I'm a changed man. I began praying. I wish I could say I began praying for her primarily, but I didn't. I began praying for me. I was terrified, anxious, panicked. "God, you really don't want her to know all of this. I mean, all it will do is hurt her. I'm just trying to protect her. I'll change with your help." Notice how I shifted it to God, how if he would just help me, I wouldn't be in this mess. "Okay, no need to panic. Agree to everything. You can handle this. It won't be different than before. You can wear her down and things will be okay, right?" "I'm sure that is right. It's worked before. I'm smart enough to make this work. I'll agree to it all and then just slow play it. I have a good excuse. I was just checking on that previous affair partner. I knew I had hurt her and destroyed her life, and I just wanted to make sure she was okay. That was admirable of me. When I explain it to everyone, it will be okay and I won't need to do any disclosing of things that are better left hidden. I am sure that will work." I'd seen a counselor before, 9 months ago. He really only had what I told him to go on, and I only went to humor my wife to keep our marriage together. I was able to manipulate him easily. Eventually, I just quit going. I didn't think this would be any different. My wife's counselor suggested that my wife make it a requirement of continuing in the marriage that I see a counselor that she chose, one that worked directly with her in her counseling practice. He was actually someone I knew. He was a nice guy. I had heard him tell his story before to others at the church I used to attend. He had a history in this kind of thing, you know, in admitting to being unfaithful, like I am. He shouldn't be much different than my previous counselor. I could manipulate him like I had the others. By agreeing to see him, I figured this would make me look good. I set up the appointment for the next day. I went into his office looking sufficiently contrite and ashamed. He asked me to tell my story, why I was there, in my own words. So I did. I told him my story, as much as I was willing to tell. I told him I had been having an affair with a coworker for the last few months. I told him I had told my wife I was leaving her, and was overwhelmed and moved, and had a change of heart when she told me she loved me and wanted me to come home. I told him everything that my wife knew, and was feeling great about myself. If this was counseling, I had this covered. When I finished, he just looked at me and waited for a long time. An uncomfortably long time. And then he said, "Thank you for telling me that. But there's more, isn't there?" Dang. So here I was, at a decision point, a crossroads. This was not what I expected, but it was an opportunity. This was a chance for me to unburden and release my junk, all the junk in my life that I've never let go of before. I was scared, nervous, and very much wanting to withdraw and isolate. So I sat there and I prayed. And for the first time, I truly listened. I knew this might be it for me. This might be the only chance to save my marriage, because I knew this guy sitting across from me, had done some of the same things I had, and he was still married. I saw sitting across from me somebody who had been where I was. He wasn't judging me based upon what he could already see, and evidently he could see a lot. So I unburdened. For the first time in my life, I was honest. I started as far back as I could remember, and I let go of the things that have weighed me down into despair and shame. I didn't realize how much shame I had deep in my life. There are things I can't touch yet and can't talk of yet, but I let go most of it. I guess I've been denying the impact that my years of this behavior have had on my psyche, and especially on my self-worth. I cried. I don't know why. I don't know if it was the shame of verbalizing my actions, the relief from unburdening and letting go of them, or the terror of having just let another person see who and what I was for the very first time. What surprised me the most was that I didn't die. The world didn't end. Lightning didn't strike. I just knew one thing for sure. I couldn't go back to what I was, being hidden. The only real question for me now was, now what do I do? And where do I go from here?